We're back with more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Bonnie North. Author Carrie Taylor Carlson really knows the meaning of fake it till you make it. The former suburban housewife turned wilderness guide spent a lot of time smiling through the fear as she started her outdoor touring business, Venture West. Taylor Carlson has previously shared some of her experiences with Venture West as a Lake Effect essayist. Well, she's also a local food critic who's published several guides about food and travel in Milwaukee. And in her new memoir, Life on the Loose, My Journey from Suburban Housewife to Outdoor Guide, she shares a new side of herself. The book is a candid look at her personal struggle to mount her own business during a rough divorce and learning about what it takes to survive in the wilderness. Taylor Carlson sat down with Lake Effect's Joy Powers and started out by analyzing how Life on the Loose differs from her previous work.
Well, first of all, you know, I guess I would consider it a memoir. And I worked on it for a long time, maybe 5, 6, 7 years. And I had a lot of help from my friends. I had a lot of critiques at Redbird, Red Oak Studios. And it was hard. Part of the problem was that I didn't keep a journal all those years that I was running trips. I ran trips for 32 years. And so I was relying on my memory. And as I was writing the book, I kept adding things. I'd write a chapter, and then I'd read it, and then I'd think, oh, then three more things happened. And then I'd go back and I'd revise. So it was a long process, but it was really fun. And it brought back just so many, many memories of the good times that we had on those trips.
You know, you share a lot of yourself in the book. And I could see that writing maybe parts of this would have been emotionally straining because of the topics that you touch on. You know, how did writing this piece make you feel?
Well, actually, it made me feel pretty good. I mean, it did. It was, in the beginning, I mean, you might be referring to the fact that in the first few chapters of the book, I do talk about the fact that I was going through a divorce. And the divorce was already in process when I started the business. My passion for my business did not cause the divorce. But since it took us 8 years from start to finish, there was a lot of trauma that went along with my starting the business and then the things that happened with the family. And I felt that I didn't really choose to include that, but I got so much feedback from people that said, Carrie, people really want to know about you and they want to know who you are. And so I started adding that in. But that's one of the things that I went back and added, because in the beginning, it was just me strictly telling Venture West stories. And probably the last third or half of the book is more Venture West stories than my personal life, but there's a lot of both in it.
Yeah, delving in, that is what I was talking about, by the way.
I figured.
and delving into those kinds of relationships can be kind of hard. I mean, was it difficult to share those parts of yourself?
It was a little uncomfortable. It brought back a lot of memories, and there are other things that I just didn't share that I thought I would rather keep private. I pretty much left my children out of it. My youngest was 12 when I started the business, I think. Let's see. Yeah, he was 12 when I started it. My oldest was 18. I have 4 children. And those first 3 or 4 years, I just ran a few weekend trips, so I didn't really feel that I was interfering much with the family life. And then in 1986, so then my youngest would have been 16, that was the first time I actually ran a trip out west. I took a group backpacking in the Three Sisters Wilderness in Oregon. And that's when the business started to take off. But by that time, you know, the two younger ones were in high school and almost ready to go off to college. And my two older ones were, you know, finishing college and going off into their own lives. And so then I felt that it was okay to start running a lot of trips and being at home less. And I was fortunate in that my ex-husband, after we divorced, was always willing to move back into the house and take care of the kids while I was gone. That was a real blessing for me. I don't think I could have done it if he hadn't been willing to do that.
So I think when we picture sort of an outdoor guide, we think of maybe, you know, a rugged young man who has been living in the woods his entire life and was more or less raised by wolves. But that's definitely not your story. And your journey to becoming an outdoor guide seems pretty unusual. You know, without giving too much of the book away, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, last weekend, I ran into somebody who was in my Girl Scout troop when one of my daughters was in grade school. And as I was talking to her, I realized that and this is not in the book, so I'm not giving anything away. I realized that probably being a Girl Scout leader and taking those kids camping 3, 4, 5 times a year for 3 years had a lot to do with the fact that I had the courage to take people out and masquerade as a guide. And I'll say in the beginning, I was truly masquerading. I had absolutely no clue what I was doing. But somehow I pulled it off and found out that it gave me a tremendous amount of joy to take people outdoors and to not only recharge their batteries, but to recharge my batteries. Because out in nature, out in wild places, in the wilderness, That's my safe place. That's where I like to be.
Something you do mention in the book is sort of your love of reading about the outdoors, reading about other people's journeys going into the wilderness, as it were. What was the moment when you said, I don't want to read it on the page anymore. I want to do it. I want to be that person.
Boy, I don't know. Gail Sheehy wrote a book called Passages back in the 80s. And she wrote about somebody in San Francisco. This was such a long time ago. And this woman would just take people out in the hills, in the mountains, well, more hills, I guess, around San Francisco, and just do day hikes with them. And I remember reading that and thinking, I want to be that person. I want to be the person who has people following along behind her, taking them out to beautiful places. And that had a lot to do with why I started the business, because I was fascinated by that. And I thought, well, maybe I can do that. And maybe I can just start small, although I actually started with a 4-day backpacking trip, so I didn't start that small. But it worked. I took people up to Pictured Rocks, and nobody got hurt, and everybody had a good time. And I thought, oh, I can do this.
So how do you think your customers are going to feel about reading this book?
Oh, that's a good question. I have gotten some feedback. To be honest, they love it. And I just today got in the mail a long letter from somebody who lives in Colorado now who took a lot of my trips. I actually mentioned her in the acknowledgments as one of the people who took more than 8 trips. And she wrote like a little 3-sentence reminders of each of the trips that she took with me. And she loved them. And she said, I wish I'd taken more. And she loved reading the book. And she was surprised at how candid I was and how honest I was in the things that I revealed. So I think that's what I've heard from other people, too. They're surprised that I was so candid in the way I told my stories, because I didn't hold much back.
It is a very honest book. You start off by, not to be too candid myself, you are getting sick on a boat. And that's the first image we get of you as the narrator.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you start with that story?
Why did I start with that story? I thought it made a good story. And it was true. I mean, that was the prologue. That wasn't the first trip. That was a trip I took to Isle Royale, and that was in the early years, because I still have a couple of friends from that trip. We were all, throwing up off that boat. But I do remember thinking, and I wrote this in the book, if this is adventure travel, I should rather just stay home and do my laundry, because I was sick as a dog, and I was sick for that whole trip. I get motion sick, and it took me maybe 2 weeks to get over it.
Well, I love the book.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you to share it with the world. And Carrie Taylor Carlson, thank you so much for joining us here in studio.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I enjoyed it.
Carrie Taylor Carlson is a Lake Effect essayist, local food critic, and former outdoor guide with her business, Venture West. Taylor Carlson will be at Boswell Books this Sunday in support of her new memoir, Life on the Loose, My Journey from Suburban Housewife to Outdoor Guide. For more information, go to wuwm.com.